Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Terry's Starlight Show. Well, that's going to be an interesting night. The first thing I'm going to do is to thank every one of you to tune in tonight. And once I'm done with some of the information that I have to pass on, if you have any questions for me, hey, just give us a call. We'll take care of you. All right, now. I don't know how many of you went to my website today or how many of you have my books, especially Moon Power. But my book for Moon Power or my website says the predictions for December the 17th. By the way, it is already the 17th in Europe and in the Middle East. Today we are only the 14th, of course. My prediction says to be ready for beginnings and ending of important portions and phases of life, including relocations. Well, if you click on CNN, you will see that the main news tonight is historic day dawns for Iraqi voters. This means that it is a new beginning for the Iraqis, because now they have an option to put their words out there to elect their president, their rulers, where democracy will reign over Saddam Hussein's deadly regime. So that's a good thing that, again, depicts and dictates that my prediction came true again. I also mentioned the beginning or ending of important phases of life. And 2 days ago, somebody emailed me. So many people emailed me, but this person especially, this person says, Dr. Cherry, I'm sure you got thousands of emails asking you to give your feedback on the news about Stanley Tookie Williams. You know, God bless his soul. He's dead as I'm speaking to you. This person wanted me to quote it, take a chance. Like if I take chance, my predictions. Then he says, if you predict 2 or 3 days before what's going to happen on the judgment, on the Schwarzenegger decision to spare his gang leader's life or not, I'm sure George Norrie and these millions of listeners all over the world would trust you better on your prediction. So I emailed that person and I said, have you been to my website yet? Person says, no. I said, well, just go there. And in my website, on December the 10th, 2005, I just put there, will Arnold spare Tookie's life? And in capital letter, I wrote, no. And be ready for bad news. Nature and man-made around the 15th, 16th, and 17th, meaning, of course, the beginning or ending of important phases of life. And that brings about Iraq. That brings about Tookie losing his life. I mean, how more precise can I be? The beginning or ending of life. How more precise can I be when this guy finally got what he deserved and got killed? Of course, you have a bunch of religious lunatics out there. Oh, you can't kill anybody. It's against God. What about the 4 people that, for a fact, I didn't say that, Justice said, he killed? And what about, for those of you who have read my newsletter, the hundreds of people that he directly or indirectly, should I say, thousands of people that he directly or indirectly is responsible for. For those of you who didn't read my newsletters about him, take the time, go to my website, click on the Dragon newsletter, read what I wrote, click on the previous newsletter, and read all that I said about him. What is life? Guess what? I was in the same situation than he was, because he's my age. Now, I was out of my home. I was 13 years old in the street, fighting, stealing, doing everything that I could survive in a little village in the south of France. But guess what? I also knew my limitation. I knew it was bad for me to kill anyone. I knew it was bad for me to do anything that was wrong, that would affect me for the rest of my life. So knowing my limitation and coming from the same stars, the same pattern, the same generation that took it, I made it a different way. And this is who I am and where I am tonight because I knew better. So you don't tell me, you don't tell me that this guy did not know what he was doing. I have done his stars. Read them. Read his fate. Read his emotional response to life. Read his dragon's tail in Capricorn like Hitler. Read his Saturn and his Mars in Scorpio. Read his drive for power, his thirst for death. Read his stars, his fate. Doesn't mean that he's a bad guy. He is like every one of you out there who don't have cosmic consciousness, victim of the stars, robots of the stars, specifically picked by the universe, picked upon billions of people to kill, to suffer, and to turn around. Because trust me, I firmly believed he was at the end and believed innocent, victim of a society, victim of a society that is concerned only for money, victim of capitalism, victim of prejudice, racial prejudice. He was a victim, I guarantee you that. And he wanted to have a name, and he wanted to have power. He was born in January. He was born under the constellation of Capricorn, on his tail. His tail of the dragon was Capricorn, exactly like Hitler. Cold, calculated, with a drive to become something and somebody, regardless of his actions. And he did. He was born in December under the constellation of Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius rules teaching, publishing, writing. And this is all he did at the end of his life. Because Saturn on the dragon's tail in Capricorn always depicts reaching the top of the mountain, reaching the peak, reaching fame towards midlife or the latter part of his life. And this is what Tukey actually did. He got international, worldwide fame for a short time, don't get me wrong. But he did, as imposed by the world of Capricorn, who never reward his children easily. So, the morality of the story. Am I for Tukey or am I against Tukey and all that he did in his lifetime? Guess what? I am for all the good that he did and I am against all the bad that he did because that's all we are. Remember, life is made on those two forces. Positive, negative, up and down, black and white, God, the devil, man, woman. You cannot have a positive without a negative. It comes down to the yin and yang phenomena. So I love him. I respect him. I adore him for all the good work he did for the kids because he has learned that it was wrong to kill and to aim for power and to aim for success and recognition by killing people, raping, stealing. There's no remorse. And I hate him. I hate him for what he did, for taking lives, for 4 innocent people and millions of other people because of his legacy. And that is basically what Chucky's purpose was all about. That's what he was born to do. Maybe show the world that regardless of the strength, the beauty, the power, the wealth of America, his children are as vulnerable as those in Russia or in Africa, victimized because of disease or of a lack of education. I personally believe that with education, Tuki could have been a colonel, could have been an engineer, he could have been, like anyone listening to this show tonight, a very famous, honorable, respectful person. He could. But because of his upbringing, because of his experiences, because of his stars, because of his education, he became a legend. And his legacy, sad enough, is to never, ever end. The birth of the Crips will stay forever. The legacy of hate, racism, distraction, manipulation, drugs, alcohol, and all that made Tuki's life is to stay. Because the icon and the co-founder of the Crisp is dead, doesn't mean his message is gone. You know what? Jesus, Hala, Buddha were also the bringer of a message of light, of love and respect. But there is no such a thing only of the day or positive or light. There is also another force called negativity, destruction, death, and drama. And that is where we all have to join and understand the option given to each one of us to use those stars progressively. 99.9, you heard me many times on this show, 99.9 of the people walking this earth do not have cosmic consciousness. They all are robots, robots of the stars. Many of us wants to be recognized. Many of us wants to have a name. Many of us are driven for security, for love, for money, for fame. And the stars we were born in can easily, easily, at the end of the day, produce an Einstein or a Tuki. Do I make sense to you? Those stars don't care. They absolutely, inarguably work, and they don't care. At the end of the day, you will be suffering your stars. That is because no one has taught you the power of Neptune, the power of Pluto, of the Moon, or Mars, or Venus, or Mercury for that matter, the celestial family. No one has taught you the good or the bad of each one of those planets and the impact they have upon your psyche. In my previous shows, I told you, your mind is nothing else than a computer which is reacting to the outside stimuli produced by those stars. If you don't understand those stars, you are going to be like 99.5 3/4 of these imbeciles walking this earth. You're going to be following deities, religion. You're going to be manipulated by your government. You are going to be a victim of your own ignorance. And ultimately, it comes down to this. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. If you educate yourself, if you understand your celestial identity, if you understand the language of the gods outside of the deceiving, biblical, dogmatic, archaic teachings of the past, chances are you will make progress. I can only take myself as an example. 1984, I came here. I was homeless. No money, no house, no sport car in the garage, no 4x4 in the garage, not a beautiful home, no money, nothing. Why do I have everything today? Maybe because I know a little bit better than you do. Oh, well, anyone who is skeptical, anyone who is reluctant to expand his cosmic consciousness, I'm not blaming that person. Just know, it's either you're not ready for my message or your stars, your ornamental stars are very, very young. But just try. Pack up your suitcase tonight, people, any one of you. Pack up your suitcase. Put $50 in your pocket and then go to France, Italy, Russia, Germany. I don't care where you go. Go there. Take a chance like it. And see where you're going to end up. I did not really took a chance, to tell you the truth, because I knew what I wanted to be. I knew from the get-go what I wanted to be, what I wanted to have. I knew also my relationship with the universe and the stars. I knew a little bit more than you do. And that's why I had the guts to do the incredible, to pull the devil's tail, and to manage to succeed at the end. It's all a matter of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. All right. Now, don't just sit there glued to that computer listening to me. I know you are. And you are because you regenerate. Because you love what I have to say. And you want me to say more. And I can say more. Trust me. But we are now coming to the time where you may need some personal directions. So call that number. Call me. And when I hear that little beep, I know there'll be somebody who needs some directions. And I will give it to you for free. Now remember, if you have ordered a reading from me, I don't know, I feel a bit ashamed now because I have so many readings to do. I'm asking you to be patient, okay? You did not order a product that can be shipped to you tomorrow. You have ordered a piece of the divine. And even if you rush me, call me, email me, fax me, I don't care. I would tell you, okay, I'm going to put you on top of the pile. But when the universe decides it's your time, your name will come up, your paperwork will come up, and I will do your reading. Be patient. I'm asking you to be patient. All right, there is somebody on the line. Hello.
Hi, this is Dean in Tucson, Arizona.
My friend Dennis?
Dean.
Dean, okay. What's your question, my friend?
I got two. One, I'm hoping you can tell me the circumstances of my death, of, you know, the last
give me your
life.
Date of birth.
Pardon me?
Your date of birth.
It's 5/8/56, May 8th, 56.
Got it. Okay. And then, so, you want to know how you're going to die?
Sure.
It's interesting that you're asking this question because your head of the dragon is into your eighth house of death. And it's also, your head of the dragon is also into the house of metaphysics and into the world of the Indians. Do you have any connection with the Indians? Do you like the Indians?
With Indians? American Indians or India Indian?
Any Indians.
Yes.
You do?
Certainly. Oh, yeah.
But you have a lot of past
I've been studying that since I was about 15.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, if I tell you you're going to die twice, would you understand me?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Well, because this is what's going to happen to you. You are going to die twice. You ask me a question, I'll tell you. You want to
Thank
stay
you.
Clear from chemical, drugs, and alcohol, pot. You hear
Pardon
me?
I'm sorry, run that by me again?
stay clear from chemicals.
Oh, okay.
Drugs, alcohol, pot, drinking too much.
Uh-huh.
Because you have a negative reaction to this. The reason why you are so much into, you know, death is because subconsciously you know there is no death. And you anticipate going in this part of your experience, so to speak. You're going to die twice. Maybe you're going to have an accident on the road. Did you break an arm or a finger yet or something like that?
No.
You never had any accident with your car?
No, I did come close to death, though. I fell on, in the same way that Dr. Atkins died, fell on the cement.
Give me information on that. Give me information. Was it...
There was a patch of ice in Connecticut, and my feet went out from under me as I stepped into it and fell into the small of my back, and back of my head smashed against the concrete, and my first feeling was that was it. It's
you
just easy
but you never
to
broke
die.
An arm or a finger or anything, yeah?
Well, no, dislocated an arm once as a kid.
I see something on your arm, that's all.
Yeah.
All right, now, you have to remember, I see in you here that you're pretty competitive, you have no patience.
Okay.
Sometimes you drive too fast. Do you or don't you?
No, I don't drive fast. I used to.
You used to, but you don't?
Okay. No.
I've gone out of that. All right. What I can tell you, my friend, is that maybe your first death, when you're supposed to die, already took place, and you're already aiming for the second one. But I don't think the second death or your interest with death will be a physical one. I see that soon after your birthday, you are going to go through a death, but it's, hypothetically speaking, a spiritual death. It's not going to be a physical death.
Mm-hmm.
Have you a plan of moving, or just a question, have you planned on moving yet or restructuring your home?
I've thought about it. I moved recently, made a major change about 3 years ago.
Okay, all right. What I can tell you is some of your wishes around your birthday or after your birthday, we have to take place, okay? And I see you being much more luckier in foreign lands, Australia, Spain, Portugal. Do you speak any language or not?
No.
Have you ever
thought
of learning any?
No, not really.
Okay, do you like photography?
Yeah.
All right. Your stars are set where you're very lucky with foreigners and in foreign lands. And usually those stars depict an ability with languages or photography. So it's obvious with photography, and it's also obvious with languages, but you haven't yet learned that. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Do you have any problem with them?
Yes.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, that's become an issue recently.
I know. I can see it through the stars, my friend.
Yeah, thanks.
I can only tell you what I know. First of all, when it comes to money, you got a big problem.
Mm.
You're probably going to lose everything you own in life once or twice. And don't mingle your brothers and sisters or your legacy or anything with them, because that's going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Just rely on yourself. You're a very smart cookie. You're very competitive. And if you discipline yourself and educate yourself, you can learn, you can teach, you can write. There is so much you can do. You could do well in real estate. You got so much potential. But your true happiness is not in this country.
Yeah.
You ask me, I tell you.
Thanks.
You got it?
Yeah. Is there... Okay, so you say that I'm going to die twice, and the
really
second
does.
One will be a more of a spiritual death.
It is going to be a spiritual death, and it will be around your birthday or after your birthday that you'll understand.
Uh-huh.
So you're probably going to be starting a new life. Do people say you look younger than your age?
Yeah.
You have a gift of youth. You also have a double life. Your new life is about to start around your birthday, my friend.
Well, that sounds great. is can you give me any? Do you have any sense of how I died previously? I was told I died at the
you
hands
might have
of
allergies.
A
do you have any
political.
Allergies?
Pardon me.
Do you have any allergies?
Oh, allergies? Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
horrible
you,
allergies.
You were hanged.
I was hanged, huh?
In your lungs? Yes.
Yeah. Were all my possessions taken from me?
Yes, you have. Remember, I told you, you have a lot of past life with the Indians. Your artifacts, your knowledge, your wisdom, everything was taken of you from the Christians. The Christians took everything away from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you died. You were hanged.
Yeah. Was it a recent death?
No,
you know?
You have many, many past lives. With the Incas, the Sumerian, and the Atlantid, with the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any back problem? Because I see your back being broken, too.
My back's shot, absolutely shot.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I have two DVDs. They are called Healing with Love, number one and number two. Get those DVDs and let me fix your back. Don't take no doctor prescriptions. They will mess you up. And remind me that you call me from your show here or email me, do whatever it is, and Samantha will take care of you. And I'm going to put a free 90-minute tape of hypnotherapy to hypnotize you at distance and recover your subconscious and heal your back.
Thank you. I'm going to take advantage of that. Can I ask you, do you place any particular significance on the lunar nodes going into a cardinal sign mid-next year?
Well,
you know, retrograding into Aries.
Or the lunar node is moving into Pisces, which is not a cardinal sign, but a mutable sign. And that's going to affect your wishes and your friends. You should get my book, Moon Power, my friend, and get the real thing. Anyway, email Samantha, and she'll take care of you, okay? Samantha, you hear me?
Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. You have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, now you heard me at work. See, I see everything. It's not that I see. I see with a third eye. I see outside of logic. I see outside of science. I see outside of religion, because this is all so limited. This is all so young, so imperfect, so manipulating. You know, for those of you who have been to my website, I said that the cinematographic industry was going to be restructured. And guess what? How many of you watched CNN last night? How many of you? Springer, the most fantastic movie producer and writer of all time, sitting out. My prediction came true. Talk about the sea industry, traveling with the ocean, through the ocean, airline, everything, all the predictions that I did so far have come true. I don't do it in a way that is easily understood by anyone which is not a student of mine. Now, if you are interested in learning what it means to be human and how to perceive the code, the language of God, out of religion and science, just become a student. Right now, let me tell you something before I say anything about the deal that's going on right now. My course, if you want to learn from me, you have to spend a week with me, and you have to give me $1,600, because I'm so busy, I'm going to put it to $25,000 to $3,000, because I'm so busy. But I got a deal for you. Only for the entire month of December. It's on my website, and if you did not sign up to my newsletter, you are missing those deals. I'm offering my course, which is lots of money, for just over $500. I'm not offering just a course in astrology, because once you graduate from me, you're not an astrologer. You are an astropsychologist, and that means you're going to know better than all the psychologists and psychiatrists combined together. I guarantee you that. And you don't have to spend 7 years in college to do so. I will send you the program. I will send you the 12 90-minute tapes, the internet file, the DVDs, the books, the exams. And when you're ready, on your own time, you are going to send me your exams and I'll take care of you. All right, who's on the line?
Okay.
I can hear you.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Gayla in Tennessee.
Gayla?
Yes, it's a great honor to speak to you, Dr. Turi.
My pleasure, sweetheart. Let me have your date of birth before we do anything.
It's 9/20/1955.
It's interesting.
September 20.
I have six or seven top students, and they all were born in September. All right, what's your question, honey?
I'm really torn here. It's about to make me sick making a decision on letting go of something old business-wise, and just because I moved into a new location, and I'm trying to still go back to take care of clients in this old location, but it's becoming a real drag on my spirit.
Hold on a second. Let me tell you a few things first. You were born with the tail of the dragon in Gemini. This means everything about you is 2, 4, 6. You're doing something, and you want to do something else. You have gifts in communication, in writing, speaking, and teaching. You know that?
Yeah.
Like the previous caller, you also have a lot of past life with the Indians.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, you seem to be more lucky not only in foreign land, but in the dry desert area. You should be in Arizona. You should be in Sedona. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm in the mountains.
So you're still in the wild, okay. Because your dragon said involve the Indians and the wild in nature or rural desert type of area.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing fine if you're in a mountain somewhere
yeah.
out there. Now, like
yeah.
all Virgos, you are very gifted with computers. Do you use them?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. So you can reach the world even if you're in the top of the Himalaya mountains nowadays. You understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So your question is that you're pretty confused about your career. Is that what it is?
I'm not afraid of stepping into the new because if I were, I would have not made this move.
That's correct. But
I hate to let people down in the old location. I'm a dog groomer. I work with the animals.
First of all, you have to learn to let go.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going to be very direct with you. And
yeah.
please don't get pissed off at me.
Okay.
Just my French. You hear me?
Yes.
You got a problem with your mother.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where it all comes from. You have to learn to let go. All the problem that you had when you were a little girl with your mother, with your upbringing, you associate this with everybody that you left behind you. Let
yes.
it go.
It makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
And my mother is back there, too, and she's very upset that I bought this property on top of a mountain.
All right. Now, yeah. disconnect yourself.
And things will be much better, huh?
Right. Now, you were born a writer. You know that, yeah?
Yes.
You're also more than a writer. You're actually a channeler. Have you thought of that?
Yes.
Be channel, honey. That's why you remove yourself in the mountain, because in your past life, that's where you were.
Yes.
As an Indian, in the wild, you were connected to the stars, to nature, to plants, to
yes.
herbs, to
mm-hmm.
homeopathic healing. You went
mm-hmm.
back to your past, if I may use that word.
Right.
And why would you drag...
This is why I physically get sick when I go back there now, then, isn't it? I can't breathe. I have this overwhelming...
I understand. I understand very well.
Yeah.
So my counseling to you is to stop feeling guilty.
Okay.
Stop dragging your upbringing, the restriction, the pain that you associate with your past and your mother. And once and for all, take care of yourself.
Okay.
I could tell you another thing. You don't even know that, but you're lucky with the real estate.
Yes.
Yeah, you are much more like the way you think. Maybe, you know, you have a sense of observation. You are an investigator. You're a witch, to tell you the truth. You're a
yes.
white witch. But you
yeah.
also have a a lot of investigative power in yourself. And you do regenerate in metaphysics, in investigation, and real estate endeavors. So nothing with you will be only one. Everything has to be by two, by four, by six. Mm-hmm. Okay, answer my question. How many times have you been married?
Three times.
See, you need to get married one more time, honey. And you need, and
be
aware, it will be somebody which is a foreigner, so that you'll be lucky. You tend to attract people born in January and in May, but be careful with all these air signs, and be careful with all these water signs.
Okay.
My message to you. Now listen, next year, mm-hmm. I see you next year. It'll be within the 5 months. That means August, April, or maybe December. You're going to go close to the water, or you're going to go close to a spiritual or artistical environment.
Mm-hmm.
You will meet somebody from a foreign place, maybe from Australia. Let me help you a little bit. Okay?
Mm. Okay.
And, you're going to be a very happy girl. And that's
really?
Me to know and you to find out. Just mark my words.
Okay.
All right, another thing.
Okay.
Because your moon is in Scorpio, you're completely under the jurisdiction of the moon. Before my book, Moon Powers, sells out. Get it?
Well, I think I ordered it. Did the e-book?
No. Do you have the e-book, 2006,
mm-hmm.
or the 2005?
2005. I still need to get the
2005 is dead.
Yeah.
You need to get 2006. A big, thick, 400-and-something pages. That book.
That's not an e-book, though, is it? I'll have to order that
too. Get a hard copy. Don't get the e-book.
Yeah, okay.
Get a hard copy. It'll be worthwhile. And
okay.
This book has all the characteristics for all the people that you know, including
mm-hmm.
your mother. It has the predictions from Nostradamus' dragon set in tail for everybody around you. So not only you will know their general characteristics,
well,
but you're also going to know their forecast.
Oh.
So you'll be, a million step ahead of them?
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to know a little bit more about yourself, the nuts and bolts of your own dragon also. Get the book.
Okay.
All right,
well,
sweetheart.
Okay.
Be positive. Don't sting yourself.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Well, I'm looking at these stars of this lady. She's so powerful. And what jumped in my face is the relationship that she had with her mother. He, dramatic, controlling. But, she made the right decision to move away on top of the mountain, go back to her Indian lives, away from everybody, so she can learn a few things and find herself. Regenerate in the middle of nowhere and be part with nature and one with God. Well, anything I can tell you, every one of you has a UCI, or unique celestial identity. And those stars do not lie. They do work. I can't remember once me being wrong on my own predictions. Do you know that I got married when the head of the dragon was in my seventh house of marriage? And 12 years later, I divorced my wife when the tail of the dragon was in my seventh house of marriage? Is this mathematic or what? If I did not know the stars, I would not understand that the dragon had better people, better experience for me. Right now, I have Mars, the planet of war, anger, machinery, construction, in my home area, in my fourth house. And that tells me that the transit will bring noise, machinery, construction in my house. This Mars has been there for, a month now? And in 1 month, I built a huge wall around my house. I did my pool deck. I redid my entire healing room, which you will see on my website soon with the new pictures. and I'm about to finish my roof. You're talking about noise, machinery, and people and workers around me? That is Mars, the planet of work, construction, danger, machinery, fire in my home area. Now, when I wrote those transits a year and a half ago, I did not know that I was going to do that just now. But now I understand that it's all preset. Now, I was discussing with Samantha, my girlfriend, what I could do to help you a little bit more to heal yourself, to fix any of the physical or spiritual problem you may encounter. And I decided to do it in a very original way. Everything I do is unique anyway. So soon, I'm going to meet my friend from Brazil. And I will pick the most beautiful, powerful crystals of every shape, forms, and weight that I can afford and I can bring in my truck with me. Once I have all those crystals, so read my newsletter, each one of them will be used for your specific purpose. All right, who is next? I hear a beep. Is it somebody calling me on my private line or is it somebody from the show? Hello?
That must be your private line.
Okay, I apologize.
There's a lot of listeners on here. Maybe we want to give out the 800 number because no one's calling in, but we got quite a number of listeners.
Well, this is the beauty of all my work. They are glued to the speakerphone, and they're learning this way. Some of them are shy, or they're afraid, or maybe he's going to tell me I'm going to die tomorrow. Guess what? I don't do these things. Please give the 800 number again.
Okay, the 800 number for anyone who wants to call in is 888-268-4313. And for those that are abroad, they can give a call on our international line at 281-419-7697.
All right. Now, after the show, Samantha and I will be on our chat room. So if you're a bit shy to talk, well, just give me a wrong name or make a name and I'll take care of you. But we're going to be on our chat room. So go to my website and click on the chat room, log on, and we'll take care of you. Okay, who is next?
Thank you.
I can hear you.
Oh, hello.
Who's this?
Dr. Turi, this is Patricia.
Say it again.
Patricia.
Patricia. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Darling, what's your date of birth?
It's 3/28/51.
What's your question for me, honey?
I think general health and love and life work.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you some questions here.
Okay.
I see and I feel that you got a problem in your relationships. It's not that you got married a few times, you never got married. What is it?
I never got officially married.
I see it. Yep. You know why?
No.
Well, first of all, you're much too critical for your own good.
Oh.
Is that correct?
I guess so.
You're fussy, huh? Are you into fussy, health?
Yeah. Pardon?
Are you into health?
And health?
Are you into health? Or into the heart? What are you doing? What's your job? Are you a teacher? Are you into health? Are you a nurse? What are you doing?
Well, I do home health care, and I also work in...
Okay, that was my question. Are you into health?
Yes.
Into health. Okay, so I already saw it. All right. Okay. Do you want to know what you were in your past life?
Okay.
You were a nun.
A nun?
And you know what you were doing in your past life?
Nope.
You were a nurse.
Huh.
And that's why you constantly... That's why I told you, are you into the medical field or are you nursing? You didn't get me because you're so much into details.
Oh.
Now, do you like the art? Do you like anything with art?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I see you being able to create a lot of good things, including clothes. What type of art do you do anyway? Music, acting, dancing, what type of art do you do?
I used to do costuming a long time ago, and now I'm into video.
You used to do what?
Costume. I made costumes.
Didn't I say anything about you making clothes? You're not listening.
Well, that was a long time ago. Now I do video.
All right, sweetheart. It's all right. What I'm just saying is before you give me your answers, I tell you what you're doing. But you're so much into details.
Huh.
You don't hear me.
Oh, I heard you.
Okay. I want you to stop being fussy, picky, and critical.
How?
Work on you. Because if not, you're going to end up right back where you came from, in the convent, as a nun, alone, lost in the cold, freezing church.
Oh. What? Huh.
That's why you're always cold. All right. Now, do you like plants and green?
Oh, yes.
They don't die around you?
Half and half.
Half and half. All right. All right.
I live in New Mexico. It's hard to grow things here.
Honey, you are going to move. Your entire life is going to change.
Huh.
As of June and March, you are going to be to a warmer area. You're very lucky in exotic place.
Huh.
I can't believe you're not in Mexico yet.
I'm in New Mexico now.
No, talking about a warm Mexico, not New Mexico. Maybe the old Mexico would do better. You know,
I don't speak Spanish.
You do or you don't?
I don't.
Well, guess what? It wouldn't take you long for you to learn, trust me.
Huh, I should learn here.
I see you moving to a Latino region. That could mean Mexico, Australia, Spain, or Portugal. Do you hear me?
Huh.
Listen carefully. In March 2006, or September 2006, somebody will knock at your life, knock at your door of your life.
Huh.
And this person will propose you to go with you, to take you away from the cold of New Mexico. And maybe
well, it's cold tonight, but it's usually warm here.
Well, in the winter it is not.
Yeah, I know.
It's freezing.
Okay.
It's ice. What I'm trying to say to you is that you're very lucky in exotic place.
Wow,
islands,
great.
Including Hawaii or Australia, big islands.
Huh.
I just want you to know that. Okay?
That's wonderful.
All right. Have you thought of writing?
Writing?
Yeah, just
yes.
Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Because you're gifted in writing. You use computers?
Yes.
Good. All right. Now, you have the head of the dragon in Pisces. That means you're a psychic, you're an artist, and you're a very spiritual person.
I try to be.
No, you don't try to be. You are. I see.
Oh, okay.
Do you like animals? Cats,
oh,
dogs,
yes.
Horses?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. That's coming from your past lives.
Hmm.
You have, having your head of the dragon in Pisces, you are under the jurisdiction of the moon. So you need to know every new moon, every full moon. When the moon is waxing and waning, you need to synchronize with the satellites, and you don't, because you don't know about it.
Hmm.
So get off the convent, get off religion, get off Hala Buddha or Jesus deceiving stories, and aim towards yourself. Aim towards true knowledge that don't send you to hell.
Huh.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
That's where you're stuck.
Huh.
And chances are, if you listen to me, and if you realize that I'm here to help you and there is no accident because you're guardian angel, make sure that I talk to you tonight.
Huh.
You're going to make a lot of progress.
All right.
And email me and ask some questions about your relationship with the universe, and Samantha will take care of you. She's going to send you some information, maybe Moon Power 2005 for you to investigate. You need to connect back with the moon. You have lost your connection to the moon.
Huh.
And once you do that, you're going to make much more progress than you have ever made in your life.
Boy, that would be great.
That's really good.
Uh-huh.
And try not to be too fussy, too picky, and too much, and worry too much about your health, okay?
Well, okay.
Because in your past life, when you were a nun, you were also a nurse. And that's why you're kind of a little bit out of order with your health.
Huh.
You hear me?
Okay.
Does that make sense or not?
Well, yes.
All right. Do you like water or not?
Yes.
Good. You're very lucky to exotic place in Ireland. The more water around you, the more lucky you will be. So if I were you tomorrow, I go to Target and get a little fountain, and I would have this water going around me nonstop.
Hmm.
You hear me?
Okay.
All right. And don't eat when you're upset so that your intestines won't give you no more trouble.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Well, thank you so much.
You're surely welcome.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
What a beautiful girl. See? It's so easy for me to read every one of you. I read you like an open book. I know your strengths. I know your weaknesses. I know what the universe expects from you. I know where you're stuck. I know your past lives. And if you could just take a chance on yourself and cast aside your fears, and take a chance on you, not on me. I'm very successful, I'm very wealthy, I'm very powerful. Just take a chance on you with me, and then make a difference in your life. Okay, who's next?
Okay.
Who's this? Hello?
Hi there.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Susie.
Susie, darling, give me your date of birth.
4/27/44.
Oh, so we have an Aries Taurus. Okay, what's your question, honey?
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to say how fascinated I am with what you do and how outside of the box you think. And
you.
I just, I read and study and open my mind to everything that you're saying just because no one else has said it.
Well, did you sign up to my newsletters yet?
Oh, yes, for some time now. I'm Shadow.
Oh, Shadow. Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm Shadow 11.
All right, sweetheart. Shadow, have you thought of writing, honey?
I've written, but not professionally.
Oh, you better get yourself going, honey. You are a messenger of the gods. You're gathering and sucking all the information you can from me or anybody else because you have your special message to pass on. You hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. Now, the universe wants you to do something for the children of tomorrow. You know why I say that? Because you have the same dragon that Princess Diana.
Oh.
Do you use computers?
Yes.
Good. You're not afraid of flying?
No.
Good. Your dragon's tail is positive. What I see with you is that you do have past life in France and Germany. Sad enough, you've been burnt there too a few times.
Ah, je suis français. My last name is Ailey.
I see you speaking languages or learning languages very well. You should be an attorney, a journalist, a writer, a speaker, or a teacher of the higher order. I could feel it through your stars. You have it all. Now, let me ask you a question here. Last 2 or 3 years, did you lose somebody or something? Just a question.
Yes, I guess so.
No. Let me be more obvious. Do you lose a family member or a friend?
Yes,
family member. Years?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, now, the new dragon is going to affect your subconscious, and it's already affecting your subconscious right now. You're going to be going through some very deep psychological changes, where study involving the art and metaphysics will be imposed upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember not to be over-concerned about your health and details, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of studies ahead of you that are going to help you to reevaluate and bring about new wishes and new groups and new friends to you. You should be very confident, honey. You got a beautiful, beautiful chart. You also
Wonderful.
Have connection with extraterrestrials. How do you think? How do you feel about ETs?
Oh, just prove it to me. I'm open. I keep walking outside waiting to see. Nobody comes.
Well, maybe you want to change your attitude and you want to go out when the moon is in Aquarius. Got it?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Hey, thank you. And I'm going to be ordering one of your thorough readings, especially when you have another special like you did with George.
Just remind me of your email, Samantha, and I'll knock $100 out of the price, okay?
Okay.
What's your name again?
I'm Shadow.
Samantha, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Say you heard her.
I heard her.
I'm Shadow 11. I've sent a few things to you, but I also share much of what you say with other people. I think rather closed, and I like them to spread out a bit, so I'll send your messages to them.
Thank you very, very much, Rena.
Hey, you're very, very welcome.
Have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Shadow. What a beautiful girl. this is my kind of people. People that are not afraid to expand their cosmic consciousness. People that are willing to take a chance. People that are understanding my message, my mission. Well, guess what, people? Dr. Therese Starlight Show is over for tonight. I've been extraordinarily busy. Let me give you some feedback before I leave the air. Samantha and I, we're going to be going to London. I've been invited to do a segment for the Discovery Channel on Nostradamus. We're going to come in back. We're going to do a TV show in Tucson. So if you're listening and you're in Tucson, be at the TV station. You can be part of the audience. I'm going to do the same thing a week or two later in San Diego. Goes where, you know. After that, I'm going to Australia and then back to Asia. I'm constantly on the move, passing on my message to the world. And again, I want to personally, and from the bottom of my heart, thank the people that are responsible for me to be on the air tonight. Because these people are the very reasons why I am who I am and why I can pass on my message to every one of you. Again, Samantha and I, we are going to be on the chat room just for a while. So if you have any questions and you don't want to talk over the internet or on the air, you could talk to us by going to my website, drturi.com, and you sign up to the chat room. Good night, everybody. See you next week, next Wednesday, same time. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.